Hello, it's Father Jim. Last week, I was beginning to think about the 12th step program that I was introduced to by some alcoholic friends. I was pointing out that for me, this was very redeeming because I came from an alcoholic family, and there were lots of things that I didn't understand and injuries I had from that sort of a background. And these wonderful, wonderful people, holy people, have given me more than I'm ever aware of giving them. And I was saying that there were four things that have taught me a lot. One is, we are all in this together. Two, don't look back. Three, just live for today. That's quite enough, just for today. And fourthly, we're all one drink away from ruination, so we can't condemn anybody. And I used to go to these open meetings we had in the parish. The place was made holy by the presence of these people, all ages, all sorts, all backgrounds. It was a real leveller. And a meeting will usually begin by, let's consider why we're here and give a thought for the suffering alcoholic. Real compassionate feelings. And then the person who's going to lead will ask somebody if they'd like to read the 12 steps of the program and also the 12 traditions. And today I'd just like to start saying something about the 12 steps of this spiritual program. The first three steps, I think, are what conversion is about. The first step is we, notice we, not just I, we, because we're all in this together, admitted we were powerless over alcohol, that our lives had become unmanageable. I suppose without this first step, we can't really carry on because it's hitting reality. I think we never allowed my father to get too bad, to hit rock bottom. We're always trying to protect him from that, because he might burn the house down. So in some ways we colluded with it. It's very difficult sometimes to let somebody hit the dust, bite the dust, and from there they can only go upwards. And I've noticed such patience in these groups with people. And they say, well, perhaps he's not ready yet. Perhaps she needs more time. But really, one can't get on with this program until one admits that one's powerless. Alone, one's powerless. And in the whole area of virtue and sin, eventually we have to say, look, Lord, I can't do this on my own. I'm powerless. Now, I have absolutely no doubt that within the group there is a dynamism, the Holy Spirit, where two are gathered together, that is much more than the sum of the parts. It's this support they give each other, not only in meetings, and some may go to more than two meetings a day. We always used to have extra ones on Christmas Day because that was a particularly difficult time when everyone was saying, have a drink, you're not drinking, you must be a drip, you must be wet, you see. And also, for some of them, Christmas was a painful time because of past miserable Christmases they'd all had together. So I was always very impressed at the support they give each other. There's phone services, people can ring up phone lines and chat. They tend to have quite a lot of high phone bills, but also you're given a sponsor. Is your special friend, usually somebody who's been sober for a while and understands the program, a sponsor who's always available for you so that you're not alone. Together we'll do this. So the first step, we admitted we were powerless over alcohol. Our lives had become manageable. Then second step, came to believe that a power greater than ourselves could restore us to sanity. Oh, there's lots to learn there. they always talk about a higher power. You can only look upwards now, because you've hit rock bottom. And whatever you call your God, as you understand him, must always be a higher power. And I wish Christians would have a God that's always a higher power. I know some Christians who are walking saints, but the God they worship is a devil. Less loving than they are, less virtuous, less forgiving. Terrifying God someone's infected them with. So when you're rock bottom, all you can do is to look up to what will always be a higher power. And praying to that higher power to restore us to sanity. Because their wisdom sees their condition as an illness that affects the body, it affects the spirit and one's emotions. It's a sort of total illness. And therefore, they need to be helped for people to understand more about this illness. And really, the alcoholics I've met, including my father, when they don't drink, there's no one more wonderful in the world. It seems to affect sometimes the loveliest, wonderful people. Then, having turned to a higher power, you make a decision to turn our will and our lives over to the care of God as we understood him. And in life, I'm sure our understanding of the higher power grows. The relationship grows, as with everything else in life, it either grows or deteriorates. And these first three steps are what I see as conversion. Facing truth, alone it's impossible. Turning to what must be a higher power, because I can't help myself. And then handing one's life over to the care of that higher power. For me, that is conversion. And knowing and loving these people have helped me understand conversion more. I still miss them, all those weekends we used to spend together on one of the 12 steps. And one thing that has always touched me is how grateful they are. Some of them are Scots. And at the end of the weekend, they used to have what they call a gratitude meeting. When they went round and they just shared what their reason for gratitude was. It wasn't just me, but God has kept them safe. Amazing Grace is one of their favourite hymns. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I was blind, now I see. And they're so grateful for small mercies. And that taught me lots about our Lord, who was always so grateful. I thank you, Father, for the work you've given me to do. I thank you for the friends you've given me. I thank you for listening to my prayer. I'm grateful for a cup of water. And the humility and simplicity of these friends doing the 12th steps has opened a new world of reconciliation to me with my past. And I'm very happy to pass what I've received on to you, especially if there's any of you out there suffering. Remember, if this is a problem for you, go straight back to the meeting where you'll be received with love. And I'd further say, if you have problems with the church and you feel alienated, go straight back to the meeting, the Assembly of the Believers, and I hope you'll be welcomed with a great kiss. Amen.